92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. The YMCA is in the house. We say hello to Director of Operations, Meredith Long. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. So the YMCA is expanding the current preschool program to West Michigan Academy of Arts and Academics. What exactly does that mean?
So we're really excited about this. One of the strategic priorities of the YMCA has been to expand programs with a focus on providing quality and affordable childcare to members in our community, and doing so with area schools and other community partners. So we have partnered with West Michigan Academy of Arts and Academics to offer a preschool program in their building. They currently serve children kindergarten through eighth grade. So this is a nice introduction to the building for families with younger children. And we're there Monday through Thursday offering preschool to four-year-olds.
That is amazing. That's wonderful. Is there financial assistance for a program like this?
Yes, actually, there is financial assistance for anyone that wishes to attend. We received grant funding through the Pre-K for All and Great Start Readiness programs to offer this program tuition-free to any child that turns four by December 1st of 2024 for this academic school year. And they can attend at no cost, and that includes meals, snacks, and everything they need to have a great start.
That's awesome. And it's from Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 3:30.
Yes.
So if anybody has older kids, they can drop them off for, I'm just thinking about how all the running around that parents do, that's pretty convenient.
Yeah. So you can get your older kids on the bus or off to school. Mm-hmm. And then once you wrap that up, grab yourself a quick coffee or drop your mail at the post office.
There you go.
And head to the school and drop off your little one for a great day.
I know we've had the West Michigan Academy of Arts and Academics in our studios. They offer, you know, it's a great place and they offer a lot. So what kind of activities are these kids going to do in the preschool program?
So we follow the creative curriculum, which supports learning through hands-on, play-based activities. So we really focus on the kids exploring and discovering, following their leads and interests. When children are interested, that's when they're most engaged.
Yeah.
We work on everything from fine and gross motor skills, physical skills, play outside every day, cognitive skills, and most importantly, social-emotional well-being and health, so learning to be able to take care of their own needs so that when they enter kindergarten, they're ready for success.
That's really important. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's really, really important. If I'm a parent, why would I enroll my child in this program?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have a great team over at West Michigan Academy, two very highly qualified and dedicated teachers that are committed to providing a safe and engaging environment. And we really believe, as overall as a teaching team at the Y, that our preschool program is a great place to grow. We want kids to have bright futures, and bright futures come from strong beginnings.
It does. It all starts there, doesn't it? How many kids are in a classroom?
So we can serve 18 children at West Michigan Academy of Arts and Academics, and we are still enrolling right now. We currently have 9 students. Children can start at any time. You don't have to start on the first day of school. You can start mid-year.
Oh, I like that. That's really convenient for people because not everybody is 4 years old by a certain date. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Okay. And it's not too late to start, you know, now. We really like to get the class, you know, a few more enrolled before the end of the year.
Okay.
So that we can celebrate, you know, all the fun things that are happening with the change of seasons and lots to do in the classroom. So we're still welcoming children right now, and we're happy to set up a tour if you would like to do that ahead of time, so you can visit the classroom and get a feel for what we offer.
I love that. So registration for the 2025-2026 school year will start February 3rd, 2025.
Yes. So we hope that we will receive this funding again, but we will continue to offer this program the following school year for 2025-26.
Awesome.
And so if now is not the right time, as long as you have a three-year-old that's soon to be four, that might be a program for you to consider next school year.
Do they wear uniforms there?
They don't. So
okay.
We always say the best uniform is closed-toed shoes and clothes that can get dirty and
oh, yeah.
Be active in, play outside, roll around on the floor, crawl around, have a good time.
I love it. I did childcare at a school, and I loved when we could take the kids outside and they could get their hands and just that kind of play. It's just so good for them. If I have a child that's under the age of four, do you have any other programs at the Y that serves them?
Yeah, we do. So the Y's preschool program serves children from 2 to 5 years of age, and we still have spots available for three-year-olds. We also have this same funding at the Y. So if Grand Haven is a better location for you than the Ferrisburg Spring Lake area, we have some tuition-free programs available for four-year-olds at the Y. But we also offer a full-time childcare at the Y, which is really great. So if you need certain days of the week, we're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we recently also added an after-school program for kids.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. So kids can come to the Y after school. They get a free meal with that. They get physical activity, academic enrichment, homework support. So we're really trying to meet the needs of everyone in our community, and that includes families with children and our youngest members of our community.
Yeah, it takes a village. It really
it sure does.
In this day and age, it really, really does. I know oftentimes when I was sitting here, I would see the kids in the summer program. They'd walk up and down
the boardwalk,
and they're just so cute. And I just think being around young children, it makes you feel younger. They just have an outlook on life. You know, every day is just great. When you're 4 years old, every day is great, right?
It really is. And everything is an amazing discovery.
Yes.
And so you can appreciate that as an adult, to just see that, just the beauty of like learning something new and the excitement that that brings and new doors that that opens every minute.
Where can people go to get more information on the website?
So if you go to our website, tcfymca.org, there's our contact information. The easiest way to get information is to just call our Welcome Center.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 616-842-7051, and they can ask to speak to anyone in the early childhood department or myself specifically, Meredith, mm-hmm. and we will answer any questions that you have and get you started on the journey that you need to begin for your family.
What do you love the most about your job as Director of Operations?
I love that I get to work with so many different people, and that includes a great team of staff that is of all ages. I love working with like the young counselors that you mentioned, seeing walking up and down and really giving them their first introduction to what it means to be an employee, to be a responsible and effective employee. But I also love just seeing our members at the Y every day, mm-hmm. from the four-year-olds in the preschool to the seniors coming in and doing chair yoga and Fit for Life, and you know, the friends that I've made in different strength classes. It's just really a great community center for us.
It's a community in itself, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And we offer so much, from meals, suicide prevention training.
QPR, yep.
Yes. We have parent coalitions that meet there once a month to support families. We have an on-site therapist to support families. We have trainers. We have nutrition programs. It's not just a gym. It's really so much more. And if you haven't been to the Y, I would really encourage you to come and check it out, because we do some really great things
you
there.
You do. And, you know, a membership to the Y makes a great gift. I'm a grandma now, so I'm always thinking about stuff like that. A membership to the Y is a great gift for your kids,
it
for the
holidays.
It certainly
is.
Am I right?
You're right.
So nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. You know, I have a granddaughter that will be ready for preschool. And when I heard about this through our operations manager, I was like, that's incredible. It just kind of piqued my interest, so I'll have to pass all of this on to my daughter.
Absolutely. We hope to meet her soon, and she can give me a call if she has any questions.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Mary Ellen.